This is Fresh Air. The new movie First Cow is a 19th century western about two strangers in the Oregon Territory who become friends and decide to start their own baking business. It's the latest film from writer-director Kelly Reichardt, whose other independent dramas include Certain Women and Wendy and Lucy. Film critic Justin Chang says that First Cow is one of her best.
The films of Kelly Reichardt are often described as modest, a word that can sound condescending even when it's meant as a compliment. It's true that Reichardt's movies are usually slender character studies set in the rural Pacific Northwest and are heavier on atmosphere than plot. Not much seems to happen from moment to moment, but what does happen carries extraordinary weight because Reichardt is so attuned to the finer details, the rhythms of human conversation, and the minutiae of how ordinary life unfolds. She makes gripping drama out of the moments another filmmaker might have left out. Reichardt's new film, First Cow, is one of her best. She and her writing partner, John Raymond, adapted it from Raymond's 2004 novel, The Half-Life. And they've come up with a richly absorbing tale of friendship, crime, and capitalism set in the Oregon Territory circa 1820. We enter this world alongside Otis Figowitz, who goes by Cookie because he works as a cook for a group of fur trappers making their way west. It's a thankless job. There's little to eat besides mushrooms and berries, and the hungry trappers often take out their anger on him. But Cookie, played by John Magaro, is a kind and gentle soul. One night he stumbles upon a Chinese immigrant named King Lu, played by Orion Lee, who's shivering naked in the underbrush, hiding from some dangerous men on his tail. Cookie wraps King Lu in a blanket and gives him food and shelter, and an unlikely friendship begins. Sometime later, the two men are rooming together in a small cabin near a shantytown where trappers and merchants have come to make their fortune. It's around this time that the cow of the title, the first dairy cow ever to set hoof in this part of the country, makes her entrance. She belongs to a powerful English landowner known as the Chief Factor, played with unctuous flair by Toby Jones. For him, the cow is both a status symbol and a sign of progress. For Cookie and King Lou, the cow represents an opportunity to stake their own claim on the American dream. One night, they sneak onto the Chief Factor's land and milk the cow in secret. That milk becomes the key ingredient in Cookie's deep-fried, oily cakes, which quickly become a hot seller, to the point where supply can barely keep up with demand. Ironically, the Chief Factor himself becomes a regular customer, completely oblivious to the fact that he's being robbed behind his back. As they keep milking the cow every night, Cookie becomes concerned that their theft will be discovered. But King Lu, a risk-taker by nature, tells him not to worry.
A royal cow.
Maybe we should halt for a while. I think the captain sent something.
Now is our time. Another cow is on the way, more cows after that.
The Chief Factor
is a fool. He misses everything right under his nose.
Magaro and Lee are both quietly charismatic performers, and they have a wonderfully wry odd couple rapport. Like any good small business owners, their characters have well-matched skills and temperaments. Cookie is the artisan devoted to his craft, while King Lu provides the entrepreneurial know-how. Watching these two men plotting and occasionally arguing over their next moves is one of the film's purest pleasures. Together they make First Cow a captivating underdog story, as well as a humorous and suspenseful demonstration of American enterprise in action. One reason their tender camaraderie feels so special is that it's so different from everything around it. Reichardt captures the harshness of the landscape and of the society that has sprung up within it, marked by cruel divisions, fierce competition, and profound scarcity. The visual details are utterly convincing. The muddy wooden houses never feel like sets, and the men's ragged clothes are too lived in to look like costumes. In this unforgiving terrain, you realize why so many are willing to pay good silver for those tasty oily cakes. This isn't the first time Reichardt and her great cinematographer Christopher Blauvelt have transported us back to the distant past. Back in 2010, she made Meek's Cutoff, an Oregon Trail Western that, like this movie, exposed the cracks in the myth of manifest destiny. But First Cow also reminded me of Old Joy, her achingly sad and beautiful film about two men, longtime friends, who take one last leisurely road trip together. Reichardt taps into a deep well of masculine melancholy, teasing out depths of intimacy that we aren't used to seeing in American movies. First Cow is a buddy comedy and an engrossing historical fiction, but I like to think of it as an exquisite love story from one of our finest filmmakers. And there's nothing modest about that.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interview with Jason Hardy about his 4 years as a parole officer in New Orleans, or with wilderness explorer Roman Dial about searching for his son who went missing in a remote rainforest in Costa Rica, or with award-winning writer Louise Erdrich, whose new novel is inspired by the letters of her grandfather, who was chairman of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Heidi Simon, Mooj Zaidi, Seth Kelly, and Thea Challoner. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.